The best classic and the best new rock is right here.
Rock and roll!
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
My name is Nico Marcolongo, founder of Buddyball, football for charity, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
We want to remind our listeners that the opinions of our show does not necessarily reflect the opinions of MBR. Please keep in mind, this is entertainment for the listener with a sense of humor.
Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the
H-Train Show. I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The H-Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here at the Rail Station Studios here in Colorado.
Colorful Colorado.
The H-Train is back.
From Sturgis.
You
went on like a vacation.
Hell yeah, I did. It's another episode of the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi, everyone.
Our only mission is to show our men and women and all our women in uniform, all of our... Okay.
What'd you say?
Our only mission is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. And I am not tongue-tied this afternoon. Thank you so much for riding with us on the crazy train today, this Monday, the start of the week. What better way to start your week off than relaxing with an adult beverage with your friends H-Train and the Goose? Am I right?
Right.
And then we talk about cool stuff. So before we get started, I have to tell you all the cool ways that you can tune in. You're probably tuning in to one of these mediums right now. You can get on mbradio.us, irnbroadcast.com, or fun fact, we've come into the 21st century here at MBR. We have an MBR smartphone app, and it's good for both Apple and Android and BlackBerry, I think. So whatever phone you have, as long as it's a smartphone, it should work. So get on there, download it. It's free, and you can listen to us wherever. Okay, I guess I am tongue-tied. Dang it, I thought I was going to make it through my whole thing and not do that. And in case you didn't know, we rerun our episodes. Not only can you listen to our podcast wherever, whenever, but if you have, you know, a scheduled block of time, we rerun on Fridays, same time, same place here on MBR, and on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. So, set your clocks to H-Train, if you will. Okay. Oh, yeah. And for those of you that are old school, we have a text line, and you can even call into that line, I believe, as well. Yes. That's 720-619-0627. So save that in your speed dial. Does that work with a rotary phone? No?
I would say probably not.
Does anyone listening even know what a rotary phone is?
I was going to say, my dad's listening, and I grew up on a rotary phone, so...
Oh, see, I grew up watching movies where people would just hit the thing on the phone, the thing that hangs it up, you know?
Yeah.
They just hit it and go, Sarah, connect me to Dr. Phillips, or whatever. Yeah, so that's... I'm an old soul at the ripe old age of 32. Interview of the week today is the Warrior Spirit Foundation. We talked with Sharla, And she was a super cool chick, and I'm so excited to share her little story with you. And thanks again, Sharla, shout out, for being with us earlier today and letting us pick your brain about the Warrior Spirit Foundation. It's pretty cool stuff, guys, so make sure you tune into that. And today on Goose's Gander, or Goose's talking stuff.
Discussion.
Yes. We're discussing kind of a relevant topic to myself, at least. When is the right time to meet your significant other's parents? Like, yeah, we'll discuss that when we get there.
Yeah, I've been out of the game for so long, but I can, when we get to that point, I can give stories.
You have stuff
like
to say about it?
Well, I wouldn't say I have stuff to say about it. I can give stories. Because Lord knows everybody listens to my stories.
Oh, okay. So, and one of the more important aspects of our show, the tribute to troops today, is for, let me know if I'm reading this wrong, Staff Sergeant Transfiguracion. Yep.
Sounds good to me.
It looks like a potentially Spanish descent name.
Yeah.
Very cool name, Transfiguracion.
He does kind of look Spanish.
Yeah. So, there you go. He's our tribute today, and we'll keep our discussion live video on Facebook going. Oh, I don't think I said that before. During our discussion, we will be going live on Facebook, so make sure you like us on Facebook. Just look up the H-Train Show on there and, like it, follow it, and later on in, 45 minutes, we'll be doing a discussion, and you can tune in and discuss along with us. We had quite a few people discussing with us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And just so that Brandy knows, our super producer.
Hi, super producer. How are you?
The computer has been turned on because I forgot to turn it on last time. So
yeah, we were a little late to the game.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
But what part of radio isn't awkward? I mean, seriously, I feel like I'm talking to myself half the time.
Oh, you didn't know you are. You're just here to kind of buy me some time because I'm turning. I don't know if it's just me, but the more things that I'm in charge of, the more responsibility that I'm handed, it seems like I'm getting more and more waiting till the last second kind of guy.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so, and yes. And of course, the two-minute warning at the end of the show. I just have to finish my thing there. Ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yeah, so 2 minute, we will discuss on what two discussion topics we will have as a poll for next week. And we'll be...
We're going to be here again next week.
Yeah, we'll be previewing who we... We'll be talking to next week, and
we only have a few shows left for the season.
Like five?
Is that it?
We're like five shows.
Well, that makes me sad.
Well, you know,
what the heck?
A lot of good things have happened. You might be possibly.
Well, today I applied for a job that could be the difference between working in a deli and. Closer to that dream job. So, everybody keep your fingers crossed. Keep your butt cheeks crossed. We'll see what happens.
I think you are...
It's an expression I just made up, by the way.
I think you're the best kept secret. And once everybody hears you, you're going to fly high.
I'm going to fly away.
And you'll forget us, little
people. I will not forget anyone. I think you underestimate my abilities to befriend. I can be quite an amazing friend, but just don't get on my bad side, or I'll egg your house.
Or you will feel the bull's horn.
I don't have horns.
Not yet.
I have fingernails.
Not yet.
All right. So, you went to Sturges.
I did.
How was that? I want to know all about it.
It was great. I drove there in my Sportster.
Your tricycle.
My Sportster, and, you know, I wasn't looking to buy a bike, but to be honest with you, I don't think that Sportster would have made it back.
Oh. It's a good thing you got a new one then.
Yeah, we stopped at the borderline of Colorado and Wyoming. I went with a good friend of mine, Gerald, and we went there. I call him like my adopted dad because he's always taking care of me. You know, since my dad doesn't live here in the same state, so if I need something, he always covered down. In some way, some form. But yeah, right when we stopped at our first gas stop, the axle seal, you could tell it was busted.
Oh, that sounds like an important component.
Yeah.
Axle seal? Does anyone know what that is?
Well,
what does that do?
I don't really know. I'm not really a mechanic, but the aspect of it, there was grease. It was clean on one side, and on the other side, on the right side, it was covered in grease. So I kind of knew there was a leakage. There's something going on there. So the art of buying a bike or a car is going in there, not giving a shit if you're going to buy one or not. That's what I've found out, because I told him that from the get-go that I really didn't want to buy another bike, that I love the bike that I had, but I knew there was a lot of work that had been done. But I found a great way for us to raise money with MBR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got to get you and Brandy with an I. I just got to talk you guys into wearing a cat suit. And then go on to Sturges.
Oh, yeah, I saw your picture with all the scantily clothed women.
They were.
Your wife didn't go with you.
No.
Oh, I thought maybe she took the picture.
No.
I was going to say, that's a good woman you have there.
Well, she is a good woman. She's a good woman. You know, there are some people that message me. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you took that picture. What does Cassie say?
Dude, if she wasn't cool with it,
Cassie,
I'm sure you wouldn't
care.
Yeah. I'm sure you wouldn't post it if she did.
She already...
She's cool, you guys.
Me and
Don't
Cass
worry
have
about
a great
it.
Relationship. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I got this new bike, and it's funny you brought up Sturges. Got this new bike. Today, I went to the bank to have a meeting with them about MBR.
Yes.
Got on my bike.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't start.
Oh! Well, that was money well spent.
found out that Harley-Davidson Rule 101, you need to make sure that you have your fob on you.
Oh.
It was on my jacket in the garage, because I didn't wear my jacket to the meeting because I didn't want them to think I was a hood or whatever, you know?
Oh, okay.
So,
hood.
So I'm like, sitting there, and I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot the fob.
So it started in your garage.
It started in my garage.
Because your jacket was in the garage.
But
not
then,
back at the place
right,
where the meeting was.
Right.
Oh, no.
So I had to call Cassie, and here she is laughing the whole time.
I would be, too.
Oh, she was chuckling.
Well, at least she had, you know, was able to get it to you, and you weren't there for,
yeah, but now
we've
got to listen to it for the next week, you know?
Oh, no.
Don't worry
poor
about
you.
Your jackets.
Because, you know, whenever I have a blonde moment, I feel like I don't hear the end of it for a month. So, you know what? That's totally fine. I support her in her bringing this up for the next week.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call. Go, Cassie.
But what I did find out, and what you might not know.
What?
And we got to go on a break here pretty soon.
No!
But what I found out is that if you don't have the fob, you don't have to call AAA or your insurance or your towing. There's actually a secret, a tip on how to stop the Harley if you're missing your keys.
Huh.
And stay
tuned.
And you
found this out after Cassie dropped off?
Yeah.
Darn it.
But stay tuned, because when we come off a music break, and I don't want to, you know, take too much of the time, because I still want to know, you know, how your weekend went, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Wasn't that exciting, huh?
Not really.
But when we come back from music break, I'm going to tell you how. You're going to find this very interesting.
Oh, we're going to save the secret, secret starting Harley thing?
Yeah.
Until we come back? Oh, yeah. Okay. Tease, people.
Yeah, tease. But, you know, so when we come back off of music break, you know, we'll do this we'll talk to the Warrior Spirit Foundation, and then we'll give that tip after Warriors.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody needs to know this.
Yeah,
like.
It's a great tip, but the bad thing is kind of scary.
Oh, well, let's save that too. And let's save the scary stuff for later.
And you'll find out what I mean. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
That's
right
me.
Here on NBR and
IRN.
And
that's what
Warrior Spirit
like.
Project. Warrior Spirit Foundation, next.
The silence, the blinding ultraviolence, knocking at your door. white as my appraisal. Cause I'm a hooker selling songs and my pimp's a record label. This world is full of demon stocks and bonds and Bible traders. So I do the deed, get up and leave, a climber and a sadist, yeah. Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral. I'll be praying for the faithless, and if you lose, boo-hoo. Hey, look, ma, I made it. Hey, look, ma, I made it. Everything's coming up aces, aces. If it's a dream, don't wake it, don't wake it. I said, hey, look, ma, I made it. Friends are happy. Their honeysuckle phonies, and they celebrate my medals, or they wanna take my trophies. Some are loyal soldiers, while these other thorns are rosy. And if you never know who you can trust, then trust me, you'll be lonely. Oh, are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral.
This is Claudia Velk, a National Field Service Officer for the Blinded Veterans Association, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
And we are back. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show with the Goose.
Hello!
Right here on NBR and IRN. And I tell you, you know, she's great spirited, let me tell you. We have. Well, no, we have
a. I'm terrible spirited.
We have a. Well, not. No, no, not not really.
I'm kidding. I just like to be depressing.
You make me
sometimes.
Laugh all the time, Goose.
Okay.
But well,
who are we talking
we're
to?
We're talking. So I've just found out about this nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Warrior Spirit Project.
Well, that sounds very nice.
And Goose, I tell you, before I bring her on, because I don't want to put her on the spot or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I've heard a lot of good things about this thing called yoga.
Yoga.
But I can't
apparently
do yoga.
Apparently, it's an exercise.
Apparently.
Yes. It's like Pilates, but for crazy people.
Oh, okay. Yes. I don't even know what Pilates is. It sounds like a deli.
Pilates, well, it's made fun of a lot because apparently it's like how older women stay tight.
Okay.
So, for lack of better phrasing. But yoga is for the young people. There's more, I guess, flexibility and stuff involved.
Oh, okay.
But I'm terrible at it because I have no center of gravity. So, like, you know, a lot of it is like balance and stuff. I'm terrible at it.
Well, I can't do yoga because I end up farting all the time.
Oh, well, that's part of it. Isn't that a thing?
Well, I you know what? We're going to find out if it's a thing because
good.
We have Sharla Truesdale
yes.
on. Sharla. She is the founder and president of Warrior Spirit Project, and she's going to tell us all about this organization. Sharla, thank you so much for coming on and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us and educate with us about this.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And it sounds like I do need to provide a little education about yoga.
Yes.
Yes.
I know what a vinyasa is, and that's about it.
I know what a Vienna sausage is.
Vienna sausage?
Vienna sausage.
Yeah, it's not the same thing, I'm afraid.
Okay, all right.
So,
it's
Charlotte.
Not. I used to know what that was, too.
Well, tell us. First of all, tell us what the main idea behind the Warrior Spirit Project.
Well, Warrior Spirit Project was really brought about because we realized how beneficial yoga could be for healing post-traumatic stress. And we wanted to do something to bring that to veterans and first responders. My husband comes from both worlds. And see if we could provide a little healing, a little opportunity for healing. And the yoga that we do is very different from the kind you were just talking about, which is where the education piece comes in, because it's not just for young people. I'm actually 60, and so is my husband, and we're both yoga teachers. And the yoga that we do is trauma-sensitive yoga, so it's not your typical postures and vinyasas, as you mentioned, that you might see in videos or on magazine covers. We're very focused on grounding and centering and rhythmic movement and kind of getting back in touch with ourselves.
I like that. It's a little less intimidating because I know when I first started doing yoga, and I do it like maybe once every 2 months, like we're talking very minimal, it's really intimidating mm-hmm. because you feel like you have to be so flexible or so balanced. And, you know, it's kind of nice that you guys aren't really like that. It's more low key. So.
It's very low key, but very powerful because of what it does. Now, my husband will agree with you about the intimidation factor. When he first tried yoga, back in the early 2000s, he went to a class that was taught by one of my former students, and she had gone on to get trained as a teacher. And he was in the class doing what looked like it should be a simple posture, and he's shivering and shaking and quaking. And he was a guy that worked out and was pretty strong and you know, did martial arts and could do all of that stuff. And he looked over at the woman next to him, and she was smiling and just as still as could be. And he didn't go back for a long time. So, and now he's a yoga teacher. So, you know, there really are so many different ways of doing yoga, and we're very much focused on the population that we work with, which is not your average young female in the middle of the city yoga student.
So was his experience kind of part of the inspiration behind this?
No, it wasn't at all, because it was years ago when he did that. We actually lived out of the country probably longer than we've lived in the country, living in Japan for almost 15 years.
Oh,
different
wow.
bases. We lived in Jacksonville near Camp Lejeune. And I had taught yoga in all of these places, so I taught to active duty as well as their family members. And I had an incident one time when I went back to visit a friend in Jacksonville. I was just in a Walmart parking lot, and I see this guy coming up to my window, and, you know, you're supposed to be careful about those things. But he looked safe, so I rolled the window down, and he said, "Didn't you used to teach yoga at this place there in Jacksonville?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I did." He said, "Well, I used to come to your class, and I was kind of kept to myself. I was at the back." And he said, "Your class helped me so much." And he said, "I really think it would be helpful for these active duty guys and the veterans who have been deployed that are suffering from post-traumatic stress." And I said, "You know, I really appreciate you telling me that. And it's interesting because I've been thinking about that myself, and I'm going to look into it." And so from that point on, I really, really looked into it seriously and kind of put it on the back burner action-wise. I didn't do anything about it other than look into it here and there and think about it. And then other things just kind of started happening. And I said one day to my husband after he retired that I think I want to start doing this. And So we looked into names because I had picked out a name a couple of years before, and he went online and said, well, let me look it up. Well, that name was taken like 2 years before. So I couldn't use that name, but they actually trained yoga teachers to do trauma-sensitive yoga. And they had a training coming up, and I signed up for it, and now I'm a regional program coordinator for their organization. So it just kind of worked out in the end.
Wow.
Very cool. I love that it you know, someone actually took the time to come up to you and say, hey, you're really helping me out, and, you know, maybe you could help out, you know, more people. I think that's cool that you kind of took that and ran with it, because a lot of people would just say, oh, thank you so much for the compliment, and then,
right,
you know, move on. But you...
Well, it really touched me, because it had happened, I hadn't taught that particular class in probably 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So this is one of the reasons I probably didn't recognize him, because he was not a student that I saw every class or that I had the opportunity to get to know. He was with another friend and just came in and left quickly. So just to know that it helped him through whatever he was going through, it just really touched me. So
I like that.
Yeah, that is.
It kind of makes it extra special almost.
So then the next question that I got, and, you know, on every interview that we do, I always ask the same question. But the reason why I ask the same question is because right now we have a huge barrier in between our veterans today and, like, the VA and different aspects of, like, financial support and stuff like that. So I think I already know the answer, but with your program that you guys do, since you kind of explained it a little bit, is there any, like, what are the qualifications to be able to participate in your program? Do they have to have a visual injury? Do they not have to have a visual injury? Do they have to have an ID card? Can they just be, like, veterans that just ETS, maybe don't even have a VA card? What right now, what are you guys' I don't want to say guidelines, but you know what I mean.
What do you need to get in?
Yeah.
You call me or email me or text me or contact me through the website and ask me where we have programs, and I email you back, and we start a conversation, and I invite you to join us.
Okay, perfect. Now, so since you're located in Texas, and I don't mean to step on your toes, Goose, because I know this was your next question, but since you live in Texas, I'm going to go ahead and take a shot out in the dark and say that this is probably regional right now instead of national. And let's say if you have a veteran that calls you, emails you, and they're in the San Diego area, do you kind of fit them in? I mean, do you have friends around the whole United States or groups around the United States that you're connected with that you can slot this veteran in that group? Or have you guys reached this issue yet?
I have lots of friends.
Oh, I figured actually, that. I figured that.
She's too nice not
we
to.
We really, you know, when we started this organization, you know, it was just going to be, I was going to teach yoga and to veterans and try to help out any way I could. And it turned into this nonprofit thing. And so we got our strategic plan, all the things you're supposed to do. We are all volunteer, and everything we do is free for the veterans and first responders that we serve. But one of the things that we set as our goal was to focus on relationships. We don't have a location because we want to go where the groups are that need us so that we can meet them where they're comfortable and start building those relationships and building that trust. And to do that, we have to be willing and eager to partner with other organizations and other groups around our area. So yes, we are regional, but we are partnered with a lot of organizations that are national, And that includes Warriors at Ease, which is the organization that trains yoga teachers.
Okay.
So we have a network of connections all over the country and even outside the country of teachers who have the training to do the yoga piece. Now, we do yoga dogs and dirt, so we have three different programs. But for the yoga piece, we can connect that veteran with someone else who might be able to help them wherever they are, whether it be an organization or an actual teacher.
Interesting. Okay, Goose, I asked her like two questions, so I'm
I've asked many myself. I do have one, though, that's kind of from left field here. The other side of yoga, a lot of people associate it with a particular lifestyle, like, you know, the vegans and the people that only wear, you know, linen clothing or, you know, whatever. Do you ever get anybody like that? Or is it all, you know, pretty cool, you know, and everybody's just there to, you know, have fun? And or do you get super serious people like that, too?
We probably don't.
Well, good. That's good.
We pretty much market ourselves as catering to the veteran world and the first responder world. And we don't use any of the Sanskrit language in our classes. We call the poses by common names, like chair pose or tree pose. We don't use the Indian language that some of the more
Do you namaste?
We do say namaste, but I explain namaste, that the light in me recognizes and honors the light in you.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So when I say namaste, I'm going to explain it.
I love that.
And we're very laid back. We like to laugh in our class. We don't, you know, we are going to guide the group through what they need that day. And we also incorporate a really special form of meditation called integrative restoration, which is IREST, little I, capital R-E-S-T. And it's a guided meditation that was originally taken to Walter Reed in 2004 for returning combat vets. And it was found to be so helpful that they started doing research on it, and it's now in over, I think, 85 military facilities, whether that be VAs, military medical facilities, military installations around the country. And we are in the Dallas VA, so we offer classes in the Dallas VA as well.
Awesome.
Very cool.
I love
that. That's cool that it was taken to Walter Reed. For those of you that don't know, that's like a big time, like, Army Medical Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal. So that's really cool. Fun facts about the association here.
We try to focus on things that are actually shown to work. And, you know, we are really geared it towards our population. We're not woo-woo yoga people, although we have friends who are woo-woo yoga people, and we don't mind, you know, interacting with that group, but that's not what we do in our circle.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah,
very laid back, and that's nice. Like I said, it's not so intimidating now that I know that it's not, you know, hardcore yoga kind of stuff. That's really nice. So, I mean, not that I could be involved. I wasn't in the military, but still, for those of you that were or are,
I'm sure you can volunteer.
Yeah, some of our classes we actually have open to the community simply because we're teaching them in locations where our partners would like the community to be involved. We have a class at the UT Dallas Center for Brain Health, Brain Performance Institute. And one of our classes there, we have two classes a week there, and one is strictly for veterans and first responders, and the other class is open to the community, and they pay a fee for that class if they're not a veteran first responder, and then everything that we get from those fees goes right back into the organization.
Oh, I like that.
Boom! That's a way
that's
that,
cool.
Yeah, that us normies can help.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I like that.
You know, and it's kind of like when I went to Sturgis this last weekend.
Yeah.
I had pictures taken with me and some, like, you know, girls dressed in weird...
The scantily clothed ladies,
but
yes.
Just think, Goose, you could go to these different bike rallies dressed like that and raise money for NBR.
Yeah, no. I don't think we'd raise anything. Everyone would see me in that and go, and run far, far away. All right, so Charlotte, we're going to do this thing now. We call it the... What's it called? The Time to Shine.
Well, before we do the Time to Shine, I was just going to ask you one more question.
Yes, do that.
Of all the things that you've talked to us about, you had indicated that you have programs. How many programs do you have, and kind of roughly describe all what the programs entail?
Describe every single one in depth.
Well, the ones that you didn't already talk to us about.
Yeah, give us the skin.
Well, we have three programs.
Okay.
The first one that we've been talking about is called Steady Warriors, and that is our trauma-sensitive yoga and meditation program.
Okay.
Our second program is called Pitbull Partners Rescue Mission, and that is our co-founder, Beatty. She is an advocate for pit bulls, and so she will take veterans into our local animal shelter, give them some doggy time with adoptable pit bulls in the shelter, and also help them learn how to train those dogs. And then if they are able to adopt, she can help and help them train for emotional support. We don't do service dogs,
okay. But
we're focused on therapy, emotional support, and just partnering these adoptable pits that have their own story with veterans who have their story, and they can help each other out there. So that's our dog program. And then our third program is called Good to Grow.
Okay.
And that one is community gardens. We also have a neighborhood kitchen garden co-op that we developed this last year that helps veterans in their neighborhood start to grow something at their house. It could be containers. It could be raised beds. They could plow up their yard if they wanted to. And then interact with their other neighbors so that the veterans, non-veterans in the same neighborhood can start to build some community, get to know each other, and they have that gardening in common.
Nice. Okay.
That's basically
that is awesome.
Program. Yeah, it's kind of a whole array of
interests. I love that.
I like it.
I love that.
Well, the idea is because some of the programs focus more on integration into the larger community, and some of the programs focus on just helping a vet who might feel isolated just get out of the house, have a dog to take care of, something that will draw them out of that isolation and feel like they're in community. So it's really all about that continuum of wherever the veteran is, whether they're feeling isolated and misunderstood and not having anyone that can really relate to them, all the way to the veteran who is working and just wants a larger community or just wants to find other veterans to hang out with and do something together like the yoga or the gardening or even hanging out with the dog.
I like it. I really do. I love it. I am so glad that we got to talk to you about this. I think this is going to help a lot of veterans, and that's why we do what we do on this show, is for that. But
let's do the time to shine.
I've been talking too much. It is definitely that time. It is the time to shine. This is your
time to shine. Okay. How do we shine?
So the time to shine is there's basically just a couple of minutes here at the end of our interview where if, we didn't set you up for the right question or, maybe we didn't touch upon something that you'd really, really like the people to know, this is that time where you can kind of get across what you really wanted to get across if you haven't already. And please insert your website and or social media stuff in there as well so that the people can help you out.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, shine away.
Okay. I really just want to emphasize that we understand that it's about building community, that we focus on relationships. We envision healing, community connection, positive personal transformation for every warrior who has been wounded in body or spirit. And we're here to help with that journey. You can reach us at warriorspiritproject.org. We also have Facebook. We're on Instagram. email you back personally if you email me, charla@warriorspiritproject.org. We are very small, but we're mighty, and we're connected to a lot of larger groups here in the area. So if we don't do what you need, we can help connect you with who might be able to do that. So just get in touch with us. We're here for you.
Excellent. Right. Well, you heard it here first, everybody. Yes. WarriorSpiritProject.org. Charla, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, most definitely. And when we get off here, we'll talk to you on the other side, because I want to make sure to follow you on Twitter and all the social avenues that you guys have got. Before I interrupted you, what was you going to say?
Me? You didn't interrupt me.
Oh, okay.
You gave me plenty of time, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on, and we're going to talk to you on the other side. For everybody else, it is that time. We are going to
Take a music break. Maestro.
So once again, we talked to Charla from, I just had it too.
Warrior Spirit Project.
Yeah, Charla from, gosh.
See this thing written down,
yes,
right
I know.
In front of me?
I wasn't looking at it.
All right.
But once again, everybody, Charla Truesdale, founder and president of Warrior Spirit Project. All right, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I love talking to her. Goose just...
She was nice.
Yes, she was. So yeah. Guess what, everybody? This is the time. Before we go on a music break, I told you I would share this track.
Yes, the tidbit.
Okay,
the Harley Davidson
check
tidbit.
This out.
Yes.
If you accidentally lose your fob keys at home, there's a way to not only start it without the fob key, but there's a way to change the pin on it.
The pin?
Yeah. Okay, so
like there's a four-digit number?
There's a four-digit code.
Oh.
Yes.
Fancy.
Now, that's kind of scary.
Like a bank.
Like, I can go to any Harley now.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they lock the forks.
Yeah. Then it won't work?
It won't work.
Oh.
But if you don't lock the forks, all you do is you turn it on, off, on, off, on, off. So there's a total of
this is three. The throttle?
No, so on a Harley, there's like a little ignition key up at the top.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay? And basically, you turn it on and off, three offs.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then once you turn on that final on, then you hit the left turn signal three times.
Weird. Okay.
Now, this is to change the pin.
This is like a really intense, like, Nintendo game cheat
kind
code.
Of, yeah.
Like, up, up, down, right trigger, left trigger.
But everybody's listening to this, and they're like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, okay. So you do on, off, three times.
Yeah, basically three offs.
And then you hit the left turn signal.
Left turn signal three times.
Three times.
And then right turn signal once. And then where your mileage is, there'll be like a little flashing light, and it will tell you what your five-digit number code is, and you can sit there and change it if you want to.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Now to, let's say you already know your five-digit code. It's real easy. All you do is turn the ignition switch to on. Put both of your hands on the left turn signal and right turn signal simultaneously.
Like turn them on at the same time?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, that's how you put your flashers on.
Oh, yeah, your hazard lights.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then it will come up. It'll flash, and then you enter your code, you know. And to enter the code, it's turn signal to the left as one. And then if you want to go to the next number, then you hit the left turn signal again. And then to enter the code, then it's right turn signal.
Yeah.
So left turn signal, one, and then enter. If you're
outrageous, yeah, I will repeal it.
And then you hit it left turn signal twice if it's two, because all Harleys come out of the factory as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
It's all. I hope you Harley people know what he was talking about.
Yeah. And if you don't know,
because I got lost after left trigger, right trigger, up, down, up, down.
It's like Nintendo for Contra.
It's crazy. That is really cool, though, that there's like a loophole that you can get around having the key fob for.
It is, but it's also scary.
Well, then anybody can. Now you've told everybody how to steal a Harley.
It's on YouTube.
Oh. Well, then
it's on YouTube.
Then you're fine. No one's going to be mad
YouTube,
at you.
It's on YouTube, but, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll sit there and spend like 10 minutes explaining something on YouTube, which you only need a minute to explain it. And, you know.
Some people are visual people, though. That's why YouTube is so successful in the tutorial regard. All right, let's take that music break.
Yes, we're
going to
go on a music break, and when we come back, it is discussion time, and our discussion is meet the fuckers. I mean, meet the parents.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, stay with us, don't get away. You're listening to the Ace Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. Let's get out of here.
I thought that love was a kind of emptiness, and at least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger.
We never found the answer, but we knew. I'm two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to the H-Train.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on...
Nope, I'm Brandon Stokely. Did you get fuzz in your face?
I did.
Oh, gross.
All right, you can start.
It's too dusty in here.
Ugh.
All right, so we are not only live on the radio right now for our discussion, but we are live on the Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Hi, the Facebook.
And I'm going to say this, for those that are listening... We are going to take the fifth adder, the fifth person that comes up, and they're going to win a red shirt.
A red t-shirt that supports our veterans on Fridays and stuff?
Ooh, yeah.
I actually, until we came out with those t-shirts, I did not know about the red on Fridays thing. And I have friends who are like married to...
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, it's... I feel like that should be spread around a little more. We're red on Friday, everybody.
We're red... Oh. We got people. Who's going to be the fifth person? We're going to find out, but it is that time, Goose. It is discussion time.
Yes!
My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk.
All right, so today's discussion. And we got one, we got two, we've got three. We are looking
four.
For the
no,
fifth.
Just three. Sorry.
We are looking for the fifth person to join the room wins a red shirt.
Yeah, we know you were first, but you have to be fifth, Chris. Sorry. Sign out and then sign back in.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so today's discussion is meeting your significant other's parents. When is it appropriate? Should you speak up if you feel like you're not comfortable, or should you just go for it?
Just go for it.
Who cares? So you said you've been out of the dating game for a while. Lucky you. So how long did it take you to meet your wife's parents?
Well, that's an interesting question because I wasn't planning on meeting my wife's parents.
Ever?
Well, certainly not after 7 months because I had gotten out of a really bad marriage.
Oh, yeah.
But what happened was we were getting ready to go camping. And they told Cass that she needed to come by to grab her mail or something like that. I don't remember.
Probably just an excuse to get you over there.
Maybe. But we pulled up there. Oh, and I think we got our fifth person. Is that fifth?
Nope, that's four.
Four. Okay.
Melody, so close.
So close. But we got there, and her mom decides to come out.
Oh.
And I'm sitting here.
Hi, Mrs. Cassie.
I'm sitting here, like, in the driver's.
Just sinking.
Yeah,
ever,
just sinking.
Ever so slowly.
Because I didn't
not here.
Because I didn't want to meet them, you know? And,
why not? If you don't mind me asking.
I didn't want to meet them because I didn't know if that was going to be the woman that I was going to. Oh. Marry, you know, that's the worst feeling.
Were you going to wait until wedding day?
I don't know, but, I mean, that's the worst feeling is you go and date somebody, and then you go to, like, a family reunion or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Goose, so how's Dan?" Me and Dan broke up, like, 2.5 years ago.
That was my Thanksgiving. Mandy! You are number five, Mandy.
Mandy, you are number five. You just won yourself an H-Train Show red shirt. Congratulations.
All right. Back to our discussion.
Back to you.
So, winners in the midst of all this cool stuff.
Yes.
So, I think it depends on how old you are. Because, like, I mean, I started dating when I was 16. And, like, I mean, you meet the parents, like, right away when you're in high school. Because they drive you everywhere or... They're at the house, you know, when you go to order pizza or whatever with your date. So, I don't know. I suppose we're talking more like adult sense, right? Like 20s, 30s. Because we're in our 30s. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm near.
You're 39.
I'm 40.
Didn't you just turn 39?
I just turned 40.
Oh. Whoops. Just missed the mark.
Hit the punch.
Oh, well. Dang it. So, as most of you know, I just started seeing this guy, I guess. I don't know what we're calling it yet, but needless to say, I met his parents, was it last week at the Rockies game? I can't even remember. All my days run together. But, I met his parents, and it was kind of like, it was kind of serendipitous how it happened, because what happened was this person that I'm seeing, this dude, he bought like a whole row of seats at the game, and he was just trying to fill them up.
Holy shnikey.
Yes, he bought a whole row.
That's
so, well, granted, most of us paid for our seats. I didn't have to, because, you know, well. but either way, you know, he bought this whole row, and I think he was just trying to, like, fill up the seats, because he had invited, like, a bunch of friends, but somebody had a baby and, you know, couldn't come, and so that was, you know, two or three seats, you know, gone awry. So he had to end up inviting both his parents, his parents, like, best friends who are also married, his brother and his wife, and, like, a really good friend of the family, like, two other, like, really good friends of the family. So basically, I met the whole family, like, immediate family last week. And it was, I mean, it wasn't bad because it was a really hot day. And, like, the parents especially were like, oh, I'm old, I can't be in the sun. So, like, I was out there, like, trying to tan. As you can see, that didn't really happen. Those of you on Facebook can see how pasty white my legs are. Yeah, I was out there all day in shorts. I had sunblock on, granted, but I thought I would get a little bit of color. I did not. But anyway, like I was saying, most of the family kind of hung out above the seats because we were in, like, full-blown sun, like, all day.
Right.
So, as far as, like, getting berated with questions, I feel like I really, like, dodged a bullet there by staying in the sun. So, there's a tip for those of you that find yourself in a forced situation of being with the family members, and, you know, be cool, you know, say hi, nice to meet you and all that, but you know, stay in the sunlight, because apparently old people don't like sunlight. And they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, I was gonna say, my dad doesn't like sunlight. My dad likes he likes heat.
I don't mind.
He doesn't like sunlight.
Well, I mean, like, after the game, I mean, I was out in the sun for 4 hours, so, I mean, after the game, I was exhausted.
I think but, anybody would be.
But it just, I don't know, like, I didn't really feel, I mean, we've only really been hanging out for, like, a month, but I didn't really feel like it was all that awkward, because in this situation, like I said, he was just trying to fill the seats that he bought, so we were all just kind of there to have fun, and, you know, but you could tell, like, his mom and dad especially were like, he's seeing a girl. Oh, my God. Like, everybody be quiet. Like, I guess it's been a while since he's, like, you know, seen anyone or at least bothered to introduce them to the family. So I guess, in a way, I'm super special. But, yeah, I didn't see anything awkward with it. Although, apparently they invited me to dinner on Friday.
Okay.
But I had to work, so I couldn't go anyway. But guy that I'm seeing actually made a point not to ask me to go because he felt like it would be too much. Because, like I said, we're not, like, super serious right now.
Right.
And if I, like, went to dinner at his folks' house, you know, that would kind of lead them to believe that we're, like, super serious. And at this point, we're just not. Does that make sense to anyone?
Yeah, and if you guys are listening to this, I mean, we answer the comments throughout the week. If you have some stories that you would like to share, feel free to do that.
Yeah. Did you wait till wedding day to meet your in-laws?
I think
I actually know people who have done that, and it's worked out pretty well. So
probably a little awkward. Who knows? Well, what I was going to say is, to me, even like dating, I think that after 7 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to introduce the, you know, to the parents.
If we're going to ballpark it, I would say, yeah, like 6 or 7 months. That's a while, right? I mean, I wouldn't wait like a year. That seems kind of crazy.
And see, I was going to wait a year.
That's crazy.
This is my thing. I think that when you date somebody, you need to date them for at least a year. And then after that year, if you're serious, then you need to let her know that you're serious. And then if you feel it's a good mesh, get engaged. Be engaged
for a year.
We'll
talk about it first.
Well, yeah.
Don't just fly by the seat of your pants, right, everybody. No, I think it depends on the people. I mean, I know people who knew each other for a month and got married. Like, and it's fine. They have a baby and they're happily married. And, you know, crazy things happen every day. But I think, in general, I think that 6-7 months, that's a good one. What do we think out there? Chris?
Yeah, tell us,
Melody,
everybody.
Mandy, any thoughts?
Us. Well, I think being engaged for no matter how long you're with them, I think that you need to be engaged for at least a year. And
well, just for planning alone, if you're having a big shebang. I mean, personally, at this point in my life, I think I'm going to elope to Vegas or something. Like, just grab a handful of friends.
You don't
want to
do that. You don't want to do that.
Because, why not?
Well, like Hannah
it's
said,
cheap. The chapel o' love.
You're planning on getting married one time. You want, you know.
You want it to be memorable, right?
Yeah, you know. And now don't be like some of these people, pay $10,000, $11,000, because I don't.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to avoid. I don't have any
there
money.
There are one-stop shops to where you can sit there and you can pay $5,000 and it pays for everything except your wedding dress. So there are different avenues out there that can do a wedding pretty cheap. Especially here in Colorado, there are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I say being engaged for at least a year.
You can always go to the courthouse for $20.
Yeah, you can always do that. And let me tell you, everybody, when you're at a certain age, like, don't get married to somebody before you're 25. And the reason why I say that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Is because people change. People are still learning themselves.
Yep.
People are still.
I'm a prime example.
I don't know how many times I have changed. You know, there's the bike Joel, there's the ski Joel. I mean the golf.
There's so many facets to your personality.
Yeah,
you're
there
like
is.
A diamond.
I've done everything, but the reason why I've done everything is because it's taken me a long time to find myself, and a lot of people are like that. Yeah. So don't get married before you're 25 if you can help it, and you need to live with the person. I know there's going to be a lot of Christians that
you must live in sin for at least 2 weeks before getting married. No, I'm serious, because if you've, like, I have a friend, and she's like, super cool, but like it was culture shock when she moved in with her husband, because she went from mom and dad's,
right,
got married, and then went to husband's house, and like she, like for the first couple weeks she was like, I can't, like I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this because he's such a slob, and like,
right,
and like she had to get used to picking up after, yep, this guy, and it's like, first of all, guy,
you know
who you are. Pick up after yourself.
I know a lot of Christians are going to get upset with me on this.
I'm Christian. I don't care.
Well, there's some that are like really, really Christians.
I don't care.
But you need to live with a person for at least 6 months. At least 6 months.
2 weeks.
At least
you'll
6 months.
You'll know after 2 weeks.
And take a road trip. Take a road trip.
That is the true test of a relationship.
Take a road trip.
Yes.
To a long place. It's over 800 miles.
Yeah, so here's the order we should go in. Okay.
Yeah.
So start dating. 6 months. Meet the parents. Go on a road trip.
Dated her husband for 8 years before he got married.
You know, good for you, Mandy. I was with a guy for 15 years. He never, ever popped the question until I broke up with him. Like, what? No, it's that whole, like, you don't know what you lost until it's living in the next room and then moves out.
Some people just think they've got it made, and they don't think they got to buy the cow.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for our friend Mandy here. But, yeah, there are people like me, though, that, you know, put their heart and soul into something, and it just, after a while, it just kind of fizzes out, so... but meeting the parents had nothing to do with the fact that it fizzled out. His parent, I only knew his dad and his dad's wife, who was a creature and a half. But his dad was cool. You know who you are. Next time I see you, I'll tell you exactly how I feel about you.
After today's show, I need a cough button because I'm over here coughing out.
You
my
have
gums.
A button right there.
I know. I keep forgetting it.
I've got all these buttons for you to push, and you're not pushing.
I know, and I yell at you for not pushing buttons.
I know.
But that, yeah.
All right. Turn on your cough button, and let's do tribute.
That ends our discussion time on there, but stay with us because now it is tribute to the troops.
Tribute to troops. Sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the blood? Yes, I would.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Sergeant First Class Raymond R. Transfiguration, 36, who passed away after being wounded in an August 7th IED in Afghanistan. He was part of the Army National Guard from 2001 to 2008. In 2008, he joined the active duty force. He was a highly decorated soldier even after his passing. MBR and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Transfiguration's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Brandy, for that tribute to the troops. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it's a two-minute warning. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
My circuits are blown. I know it's self-imposed. And all I have shared and all is all I'll ever own. But something has changed. I feel so alive. My life just blew up. I'd give it all up. I'll depressurize. Oh, 10,000 miles left on the road. and I need the touch and something human, human.
I'm an NFL analyst with 5280 Sports Network, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose. And
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, no.
Houston, we
yeah, we'd have a problem.
Oh my gosh, something's up with my iPad. Well, I was gonna say we only have like 2 minutes for the 2 minute warning.
Right.
So
we're gonna make this really fast.
And you need a drink of water.
Yes, because I'm choking to death. But Goose, it is that time. It is the 2 minute warning.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so we're going to hit this hard. Goose, what did you learn today?
I learned that all the nonprofits that we seem to interview really want to collaborate with other nonprofits. That seems to be a common thread, is everybody just wants to help everybody. And today it hit pretty hard with the two interviews that we recorded, and of course our one with Sharla earlier. It's just, I don't know, it makes me believe in the human race once again.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Right, people, do good things out there, for the love of God.
I learned that it's okay if you fart during yoga.
It is.
Charlotte told me it was okay if I fart during yoga.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Because, I mean, you've got your butt in the air. I mean, it's going to happen.
I might have to do yoga again.
All right.
We need to do a remote. And have you give the yoga class.
Oh, that could be. I could take them through some basic Warrior One, Warrior Two.
Or
have But that's about
Brandy,
as far as I go.
Have Brandy give the class while you and Heidi walk around in a cat suit, raise money for NBR.
No. I like the other idea better. I like instructing the class. Let's do that. I mean, I'm going to wear yoga pants anyway. Isn't that cat suit enough for everybody?
Ladies
Yikes.
And gentlemen, next week we talk to 22 Warrior Foundation. That is August 27th. And there's like so many events going on, community going on right now. It's hard to name them all, but if you send us a flyer, we'll go ahead and get that on our community calendar. But Goose, it's that time.
Let's get out of here.
It is time. That's the show for us today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast is available right after we get off the air today, and we want Don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBR and Sundays on IRNBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us,
giving our veterans a voice.